Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Criticizing your ear drumming technique. I did it. There, I said it.
Why don't you come over to my house and we'll drum together?
Okay.
Are you
like stepbrother style?
Are you a bit of a drummer?
A bit of one. Not as good as you are.
You're welcome to come over anytime you want.
Okay.
Commander.
Still waiting for the official invite.
You don't have
for years now.
You don't have to be invited. Just swing by.
I just need to know your address.
Oh, no, come on. You don't like surprise visitors now, do you, Scott?
No, but if I knew if you called and said, hey, I'm in the neighborhood, can I swing by? Absolutely, Dan.
Yeah, but a surprise one, that doorbell rings, you're hitting the floor.
Oh, yeah. I go full-blown G.I. Joe.
You can absolutely swing by if you can find where I live.
Ditto. As long as it's not on the internet. You can find it if you want. So he's getting spammed on his cell phone right now.
I just know that you're in Tornado.
Okay.
Tornado Alley.
Alley of Johnson County.
I am, you know, you guys can make fun of me all you want.
Thank you. We will.
That was a confirmed EF1 tornado.
That was like hundreds of yards away from your
house. That is not accurate.
I think it is.
It was not hundreds of yards. The soccer field is literally 100 yards.
Okay.
And the football field is 150 yards.
Mm-hmm. I heard the winds were so strong from that tornado that
it kept me asleep.
The dust could sting your eyes. That's how powerful it was.
Knocked over your fake owl.
It did knock. It did knock over Charlie mm-hmm. out back, and so I had to upright him, and I rebuilt.
The good thing is that your house was not hit by a high wind that was close to being a tornado.
It was a tornado, Dan.
I don't think it was.
Dan, it was.
We'll have to go back and check the records.
I mean, technically a dust devil is a tornado, too. It's the same forces are at play.
It does have a tornadic swirl to it.
Mm-hmm.
It destroyed the scoreboard at the soccer stadium.
True.
It did significant damage to the football stadium scoreboard.
Yes, it did.
Yes.
And it knocked over the plastic chairs in your backyard.
No, it knocked over the bird scaring away plastic owl that I keep out back.
At least it's a plastic owl and it's not those things that you hear in parking garages and hangars that like screech.
But Charlie was weighed down by sand. So there had to have been some. Are you scouring the internet to prove me wrong?
No.
Yes, you are.
I'm looking things up to ensure that we all have it right.
That's a different way of saying the same thing.
Accuracy.
Dan's a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a scientist, Dan?
In some regards.
Okay.
In other regards.
Did you find proof that it was an EF1, in fact?
I quit looking a long time ago.
Now, this was last year, right?
I think it would have been such a fun tornado that my kids would like jump through it like you jump through a sprinkler.
Okay, you guys.
Time flies.
It was in 2023.
Was it 23 or 24? I think it was last year.
Well, he's repressed the memory because it was so traumatic.
Sure. Well, yes, of course. I
can't
that.
Really remember exactly when it was because.
Okay.
The trauma of reliving this.
I'm looking it up right now. Now, there was one in Shawnee, Oklahoma. That was an EF2.
We had an EF1 tornado that touched down near Mill Valley High in Shawnee.
What was that again?
On a Sunday night, an EF1.
I told you it was an EF1.
Yeah, that was nearby. I know. It's a good thing you weren't hit by it.
Slept right through it.
I know.
Did the sirens even go
off?
And
then there was a second tornado that was in Prairie Village. Of course, it really messed up a bunch of the trees and all that. That was an EF0. The one in Western Shawnee was an EF1 that was in the region vicinity
It was devastating.
Of your house.
Yes.
Yeah. I know.
Just, I mean.
They didn't even think to punch the sirens for this one, though.
It was in the middle of the night. For whatever reason, the sirens didn't go off.
Yeah, nobody's going to get up anyway.
And by the way, 100 yards to the west, and my house would have been damaged, Dan.
I know. It's a good thing it did not come over and damage your house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's good. Yeah. I've been in a tornado.
Trash cans all over the neighborhood were toppled.
Get out. When were you in a tornado?
Well, as a child, I was, I think it was 9 years old. It was Hurricane David that was churning up the coast, the Atlantic coast. I was in Savannah, and there was a tornado that tore over during the hurricane as it passed over our area. And then just a couple months after I moved here, I was out doing a little bit of volunteer storm chasing for Channel 9 and up around Plattsburgh. And there was a tornado that came through. We were all standing out there looking at the sky.
How'd you like that, Dan, by the way? That's a bucket list item for me to go storm chasing.
Rather exciting.
Yeah.
Actually.
What do you mean you were volunteer?
Not in the best way.
What do you mean you volunteered? Were you not working for them yet?
No, I was working for them, but it was my day off, or I was already off, and I'm like, ooh, storm's coming. It's going to be up here. I'm going to go out there and call in reports.
Have you never seen a tornado?
Not in that sense. Like, I've seen like rotating wall cloud, but I've never stood in a field and watched a tornado in close proximity.
Yeah, we had hail. We had all kinds of stuff going on. I sought shelter in one of those open bay car washes. And there's a few people standing around outside in the parking lot, and we're looking up, and then we saw the sky doing this twisting thing. We're like, oh, no. The wind picked up, dove for cover.
Was everything green? Like the sky was green?
There was some green.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there had been some hail. It was rather a good Midwestern welcome. Yeah.
Huh. You've never seen a tornado?
I've seen a rotating wall cloud. So yeah, I guess you could say, yeah, I've never seen a tornado. But I've wanted to.
It's pretty awesome.
It's
quite the sight.
I'm definitely, when the sirens go off, I go outside.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, like, you tell anybody else in any other part of the country, like, if they're from New York or, you know, Washington State or whatever, you know, aren't you scared, you know, right there in Tornado Alley? And I always tell them, like, my cousins or whatever, I'm like, actually, you know, and it's probably not the smartest thing you can do, but when the sirens go off, everybody goes outside to see, unless it's like dark at night.
Right.
Where there's little, if any, chance you're going to see anything, then I'm going to the basement. Mm.
And nowadays, too, the first thing I actually do is while I'm going outside, I'm pulling up the streaming app and turning on Brian Busby on the news to watch the coverage or whatever. And it'll tell you exactly what street.
Oh, they get radar, it down to almost the block.
Yeah, they'll tell you what time it's going to be there. So I feel, I don't want to say safe, but I feel more confident.
You feel first warned.
Yes.
Weather aware.
Sounds.
One time we had.
Sounds very branded.
We had some friends staying over as guests. You know, they were from New Mexico, which has its own share of weather, but not tornadoes like you get around here every now and then. And we had some weather spin up, and they were at our house, and they were in a state of concern. And we're just going about our business, like, well, yes, turn on the TV so we can watch to see where the storm is and et cetera. And we just went about our business, and they're like, why is nobody panicking? And we're like, oh, it's just a, you know, it's just a thunderstorm.
Well, I mean, the only person I know who has had his or her home destroyed is Katz.
Right.
And that was what, 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago?
23 years ago, something like that now.
I mean, now his house was just destroyed.
It was hit.
But that's the only person I personally know that's ever had any real damage. I mean, you know, some kid pool, backyard pool ends up in a tree or something, that doesn't count.
You know, when we lived in Liberty, there was a tornado, I can't remember the year now, that came through and did some damage.
To a car dealership.
Moved some houses, and it was in a neighborhood just a couple of miles away. But no, I don't know. And I've been in countless tornado zones over the decades. I just, you know, I don't know anybody personally.
You know, after you said First Warn, that was obviously a plug, a branded plug for...
That was Channel 5.
And, you know, now that you've said that, I've reconsidered my stance on the branded wedding. I think I would take a First Warned wedding with, like, you know,
would you
tornado-themed
take a second,
shots would you and cocktails.
Take a second warning? Don't do it. Don't do it.
First Warned. Double entendre.
I will second warn you and triple warn you. I will be chasing you down the aisle. Don't do it, buddy. I love you too much. I just don't want to see you throw your life away.
What?
Wow.
I'm being serious.
Those of us who have been married for decades aren't really sure what you're talking about.
I know, Dan. You lucked out and succeeded.
Yes,
I think
I
it's because you forwent.
I got very
the
lucky.
Branded wedding.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This just in from the NFL. Detroit Lions defensive back Brian Branch has been suspended without pay for one game for unsportsmanlike conduct following last night's game against the Kansas City Chiefs. NFL Vice President of Football Operations John Runyan issuing the suspension for a violation of Rule Number 12, Section 3, Article 1, which prohibits unsportsmanlike conduct and applies to any act which is contrary to the generally understood principles of sportsmanship. In a letter to Branch, Mr. Runyan wrote, "Your aggressive non-football act was entirely unwarranted, posed a serious risk of injury, and clearly violated the standards in conduct and sportsmanship expected of NFL players. Your conduct reflected poorly on the NFL and has no place in our game." Okay.
That's pretty easy. Agreed.
Now we got this story from the Kansas City Star. After KU's football blowout loss to Texas Tech, coach Lance Leipold took exception to a longstanding tradition in Lubbock, Texas, and he blasted the Big 12 conference office in the process, saying that the situation Saturday night was, quote, handled very poorly, while also alleging, Lance Leipold did, that a pocket knife was thrown at a KU staff member. The tradition that he takes issue with involves Texas Tech students throwing tortillas on the field at the start of the game, but it has been outlawed when the game is actually going on. And after three instances, a Lubbock Avalanche Journal article notes the team is supposed to be penalized. The Jayhawks lost 42-17. In the process, Texas Tech earned two different unsportsmanlike conduct penalties for tortillas and other objects being thrown. What is so funny?
Continue. You've been fined for tortillas.
And other objects being thrown on the field.
I think blasted the office was a nice way of putting it. He was madder than a mongoose on a king cobra.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Did you see him walk up to the coach at shake hands midfield and just like...
No.
You know, did like the obligatory hug and then he just laid into him like it was the Texas Tech coach's fault.
Well, but the school could do something, could they not?
I mean, they're going to have to at this point. Now it's a news story.
Well, how do these I almost don't even want to use the word tradition. How do these even get tortillas?
I don't know.
That's not even original.
Well, you know what? We were going to talk about this during the break, but what upsets me about that is that somebody's got to pick up all those tortillas after the game. That, like, I don't know why that.
Wasted food.
It's wasted. Well, it's wasted food, but then after all the student body clears out, somebody's got to go around and pick up all these tortillas. And mm-hmm. I don't know why, just creating that extra work for the people that clean the stadiums and all that, for some reason upsets me.
But I'm trying to think of a tradition that doesn't ruffle people's feathers anyway. For example, I'm a big fan of
Rock Chalk Jayhawk. That's a tradition.
Okay, yeah, that one doesn't.
No debris left behind.
No, that's true.
Nobody's hurt.
That's true.
Maybe some feelings are.
So at Nebraska, the fans will, not all of them, but hundreds of them will bring in red balloons filled with helium. Okay? And at Nebraska's first score, they'll let these red balloons go, and they go flying out of the stadium and God knows where. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of pretty. It's kind of cute. It's been going on since I was a freshman there in 1989. And I never thought twice about it. But oh, wait.
They come down and land in trees, and now you have red balloons in trees.
And in fields, and the animals might try to eat them. And so we can't have these nice things because an animal's
so
going to die.
Heartless.
Or a farmer's going to have to pick it out of his field, or somebody's going to have to pick it out of their tree in their yard.
Why don't you just have a tradition where you just shoot guns up into the air? Oh, the bullets are just going in the air. They're not going to hurt anybody.
Well, if you
it's
insist.
Basically the same thing.
What?
I'm kidding.
You are kidding, right?
I mean, yeah, a bullet's going to hurt worse coming down. But at least the animals won't eat them, I don't think.
You think a bullet might hurt worse than a balloon?
I don't think it will. I know it will.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Why can't we just stick to the Rock Chalks and like Ohio State does the O-H-I-O? Those are traditions, right? No debris involved. Nobody has to clean anything up. That's my curmudgeon take on it.
Somebody says, Scott, it's actually first touchdown at Nebraska.
Ooh. You call yourself a Nebraska fan.
I swear I've seen them let it go on a field goal. Yeah, here's a classic one. When you're at the Royals game and they're doing the national anthem.
Chiefs.
And they say Chiefs at the end. Or when you're at a Chiefs game and it's not home of the brave, it's home of the Chiefs. Now, this debate is old and it's boring. So, I mean, we've had this debate for years. I do find it offensive. Mildly offensive.
To say home of the Chiefs?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a disrespect to what the intent of that song was.
Yeah. And I think anybody who really thinks about it mm-hmm. can't have any other opinion than it's probably not appropriate. I get it. If you're at Arrowhead, I borderline get it. But I've never understood going to a KU basketball game and they'll do the national anthem and it's, and the home of the Chiefs yeah. at a KU basketball game or at a sporting match or at the Royals.
It's like keep it in the stadium.
If you're going to do it.
The fan base, yeah.
Right. If you're going to do it, and I do think it is a bit offensive to what the national anthem is supposed to stand for, supposed to represent. If you do it at Arrowhead, I can almost kind of sort of get it. But at Kauffman or at, you know, Allen Fieldhouse or at Sporting Park,
yeah,
I don't get it.
I think it's like moving away from like being a Chiefs thing and it's turning into a Kansas City thing. Like I've been to like yes. non-sports events that did the national anthem for some reason or another, and not to justify, but they would do it there too. And it's like, mm-hmm. it's part of our, I think, social fabric of being a Kansas Cityan to an extent, and again, right or wrong, but that's where it's becoming.
Yeah.
Now, I can tell you this. I've been to Chiefs games with a lot of fellow service members over the years, and mm-hmm. they say it just as loud as anyone else does in there. So
they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Then if you guys don't feel like it's offensive, then who am I?
I don't feel like it's necessarily offensive, but when I go to the Royals game and they do it, I go, come on, we're at a Royals game. We're not a Chiefs game. Right. That's kind of how I feel about it.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Gloria in Lenox. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Gloria.
So, on the Chiefs, the home of the Chiefs thing, they do it at the Chiefs Stadium, good, bad, or whatever. But, like, if you remember in the Jacksonville game, it was so loud. I could hear it. And I was like, I sent a text to a friend of mine, and I said, you know, I hope that doesn't fire up the Jacksonville. Because they do it at away games, too.
Oof. Okay. I am trying to find this story. If anybody can help me, let me know on the text line. There's a rumor going around town today. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. And I've been looking for this story all over the place, and I cannot find it. Where there was a fan at the Chiefs game last night who was so loud, so into the game, so cheering for her team that she had to be removed by the stadium crew, whatever they're called.
Security?
Security, thank you. because she was so into the game last night. Now,
for the Chiefs?
Yes. And that was the rumor going around this morning. I have not been able to find it anywhere. And no. I've looked on every single website.
That's hard to imagine because that is a loud stadium.
That's what they want you to do, is to get excited, to be loud. You know, it's not like you're at a comedy club and you're heckling or being obnoxious or laughing too loudly at jokes that really aren't that funny. So if anybody knows anything about this story that I cannot find, I would love to know.
So I had season tickets in 2019, and
bragger,
I don't anymore. The price has gone up. And I took Ainsley, my oldest at the time. How old was she? She was 9 years old. I took her to the game, and in this game, I think we were playing the Texans, and I warned her as we walked in, cause I'd taken her to a preseason game, and I said, hey, it's going to be loud. It's going to be the loudest thing you've ever heard. And she's like, oh, okay, Dad, whatever. And then there's a play where Mahomes throws a bomb to Tyreek Hill. He catches it over to, you know, a safety and a cornerback in the end zone and scores a touchdown. And I'm like standing up as the ball's in the air. She's oblivious. She's over there eating her cotton candy or whatever. And he catches it. And of course, the whole place just explodes like a bomb went off.
Sure.
And I'm high-fiving everyone around me. And then I look over. I don't see Ainsley. She's gone. And then I look at the ground. She was on the nasty ground in the fetal position with her hands over her ears and crying. And I thought she got hit or whacked in the face or something accidentally by some fan. And I picked her up and I said, what's wrong, kiddo? It's so loud in here. It literally like shell-shocked her for a few minutes.
All right. So somebody said they did find it. It's on TikTok. They sent me the link, but I can't listen to it. They're interviewing one of the supervisors, I'm not going to share her name, but at Arrowhead. And she's explaining what had happened. I don't know to whom she's explaining this to. And apparently they had to escort somebody out of the stadium last night. Yeah,
the only thing I could think of is like excessive vulgarity, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Which I don't care how loud or how big a fan you are. I don't think there is a place for that in sports.
I agree with you on that. The only two times I've ever left an event that I was now this doesn't include movies that I thought were going to be good, but just turned out to be absolute crap. Like, what was that movie in the early 90s? Something Tomatoes.
Fried Green Tomatoes?
Yes.
That's actually a good movie.
No, that's a terrible movie. It's a horrible movie, okay. And I walked out of it.
Did you just movie shame me? You did. You just broke your own show rule.
No, I said that's
a nice movie, and you're like, no, it's not.
Well, I wasn't shaming you as if I say the name of like a big time movie like you did with me off the air earlier today with Godfather.
Deflector.
Because I've never seen Godfather. And you were like, oh, man.
I did actually say I'm about to movie shame you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've never seen any of the three Godfather movies.
The first two are worth watching. Third, debatable.
I heard the third is terrible.
It's not terrible, but it's just trying too hard.
So the only two things I've ever walked out of in my life that I paid good money to go see other than a movie is I had to leave the Foo Fighters concert like 12 years ago at Sprint because I had never been to a show so loud. I thought my ears were about to burst.
What?
I love the Foo Fighters, don't get me wrong. That show was so damned loud. I thought my eardrums were about to burst.
I actually bring earplugs to a rock show.
So does my brother. And in the future, I probably should, just in case. Mm-hmm. I still like, because when you put the earplugs in, it's muffled.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't sound the same. But my brother, you know.
It's better to hear that than nothing at all.
Well, and that I didn't have earplugs, so.
So it was too loud as in volume. It was just, it was painful.
I was in pain. Okay. My ears actually hurt being at that show. The only other time I ever left an event, the girls were young, and I had tickets to go see Sporting play some Mexican club that was up here, a very popular Mexican club, and we were not in our normal season ticket seats. We were over in,
Brag.
So there was a gal sitting right. I mean, the girls were probably like 9 and 6, mm-hmm. right? And maybe a little bit older, but not by much. And there was a gal right behind us who, with every touch of the ball, F this, S that, FS, FS. Sometimes she would switch it up, SF, SF, then go back to FS. And I mean, it was just a barrage.
Did you say something?
So we get to halftime.
Yeah, I'd say something.
And, you know, my girls may have heard those words come out of my mouth, you know, if I accidentally kicked the coffee table in the living room or something. But nothing like this. I mean, this woman was so vulgar. And I'm not immune to a bad word. But even I was like, this is too much. So finally, we get to halftime. She keeps going.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, complaining about the halftime show and everything. And finally, I was probably...
Ma'am, you can leave.
In my early 40s, right? And finally, I turned around and I said, listen. I said, I'm really happy that you're excited about this game. So am I. But I'm here with my two young daughters. Is there any way you can tone it down just a little bit? Just a little bit.
That's very diplomatic of you.
Thank you. She looks at me and goes, F you, old man.
Ooh.
I mean, and just lights me up. And kind of like Chevy Chase when they're in St. Louis in the movie Vacation, I was
windows
like,
up.
Roll them up. We're out.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to have so much fun. It's going to take plastic surgery. We'll have to smiles off our faces.
Yes. You left out a word, by the way.
I did.
Yes,
intentionally.
Thank you for that.
I don't want to get dumped again.
I understand. But no, I was like, all right, kids, roll them up. We're out. And we left at halftime of that game. Because I was just not, it was sold out.
Yeah.
And so where are we going to go, right? And I'm not going to sit there with this. Again, I'm not.
Did you say something to somebody on the way out? Like, hey, there's a lady there that's making the experience very unenjoyable.
I just remember, and I was, you're right. I was very diplomatic. And I'm like, could you just tone it down just a little bit?
You were nicer than I would have been.
And she was probably in her late teens, early 20s. And she tells me to go blank myself, old man, and then lights me up some more after that. And I'm just like, all right, kids, we're out. And I grabbed
late teens. Now I'm even more angry at this lady.
Late teens, early. Yeah, she was late teens, early 20s. Oh, yeah. Man. She was a piece of work, man.
We were at my youngest's daughter's play last year. It was earlier this year. It was the last school season. And there were two kids. I was sitting there next to Ainsley, and we're sitting in the show, and a row in front of us, there's these two teenage girls.
This is
in a middle school auditorium while there's a little show going on the stage. And it's dark, and I'm trying to pay attention, and these two girls are just loudly yapping about showing each other things on their Facebook and their Snapchat, and the phones are on and all this. And I finally reached over the row between us, and I just tapped them on the shoulder. I said, girls, cut it out. I'm trying to watch the show. And they real quickly got quiet, and they were kind of whispering, but at least it wasn't as distracting. And then we're sitting there, and then somebody right behind me loudly opens a big bag of potato chips and just starts smacking on them and talking.
Is this one of the girls or somebody else?
This is now a different group of kids sitting behind me, and my daughter, anticipating my reaction, Ainsley sees me tense up, and she just puts her arm on my shoulder, like knowing that I was about to stand up, and she goes, "Dad, just sit.
It's not worth it."
And I said, "Did you grab my shoulder because you were upset by it or because you were afraid I was going to get up and say something?" She goes, "Both."
Nice. Good kid. 913-586-7798. Commander Jesse Reed, Rocco, Dan Weinbaum's got the news coming up in 15 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So apparently a typhoon hit Alaska. Typhoon Halong brought hurricane force winds and catastrophic flooding to coastal communities in western Alaska on Sunday, pushing entire homes off their foundations. See, 18 people had to be rescued. Check that. 34 people had to be rescued. That's called quick math, what I just did there.
I saw you counting your fingers.
Okay. There are reports, sadly, of 20 people who are now currently unaccounted for. That's not good. These are in small western towns. Quigalingok.
Don't even try this.
And
just stop now.
And Kipnuk.
Not gonna work here anymore.
I lived in Anchorage.
Did you?
For 3 years.
Yeah. I'm glad you can pronounce it.
You're not nice. You're not a nice man. And maybe that's why.
You keep inviting me on.
Yeah.
I'm good conversation, though.
Yes.
Anchorage, what did you think of Anchorage? How long did you live up there?
I was young. First, second, and third grade. I still remember it. Cold as hell in the winter. Dark in the winter. But
I like it in the summer.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's perfect. 75 degrees every day.
Yeah.
The sun is out almost all day.
Yeah. Even I don't like that part.
Really?
Well, I like a long day, but not at midnight. I don't like the sun still sort of casting shadows.
You know, it's weird. Years ago, my mom, for a handful of years, she was spending the family inheritance. And so she would take my family and my brother's family on these little trips. So 1 year we went to New York. 1 year we went to D.C. 1 year she took us to it was like every other year, Turks and Caicos, and Jamaica was the last one. And but I think it was on the D.C. one where she called my brother and me, and she's like, "Hey, don't tell everybody yet, but I think I'm going to take you up to on a cruise up to Alaska." And I knew my kids probably would not enjoy a cruise. We definitely knew that my brother's son would not. And my brother and I had already done Alaska. And we didn't want to appear ungrateful because it's her money. She can spend it on whatever she wants, really. But we were just like, "Mom, you know, that's kind of a been there, done that kind of thing. We're wondering maybe if we could take the kids somewhere else." And I think we ended up going to either D.C. or New York on that trip.
Did you feel any earthquakes when you lived there?
Yes.
That's the one natural disaster that really terrifies me. I felt one in my life. I lived in California a long time. I never felt one in California. And then when I moved.
Where were you at, in San Diego?
No, it was south of Fresno in the Central Valley. So not as a seismic area. And then, no kidding, the third day after I moved cross country from California to Virginia, They had that earthquake that was back in the 2011, I think, that hit DC, damaged like the monuments and stuff. Felt that earthquake in Virginia Beach.
Were you in Kansas City when we had one like 10 years ago?
No.
You weren't?
No.
Oh, I can still remember. I was living in Roland Park. Somebody will remember this better than me. But it was early in the morning. By early, I mean it was like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. And my dog, Stella, was losing her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was just laying in bed watching the news. It was like Good Morning America was getting ready to come on. And the windows started to vibrate.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that there was some big truck coming down the street, mm-hmm. right? A big garbage truck or moving truck or whatever, moving van. And I didn't think much of it. And then the local meteorologist comes on TV and says, I don't know if you guys felt that, but we just had an earthquake. But it's crazy the way that animals are. Mm-hmm. Stella knew there was an earthquake coming before my window shook.
Yeah.
She was losing her mind. And I'm like, simmer down, girl.
Yeah.
And she and then about 30 seconds later, everything starts to vibrate.
Yeah.
And then here comes the meteorologist.
It's a creepy thing.
It is weird, man. I that's the only time I ever remember one here. Somebody's on the text line saying it's fracking. Okay. Okay. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way.
Earthquakes are political.
Everything's political. In exactly 2 minutes here on Dan and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.